Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Pulse. I'm your host, and it's Christmas Day, December 25th, 2025. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday. While most of the tech world is taking a break, we've still got some fascinating stories to dig into today. We'll talk about Waymo's robo-taxis running into some real-world challenges during a San Francisco blackout, plus some exciting AI developments from the same company. Let's jump right in with our top story. Waymo had quite the adventure in San Francisco over the weekend when a power outage put their robo-taxis to the ultimate test. The company's self-driving cars got stuck during a citywide blackout, which honestly gives us a fascinating glimpse into the real-world challenges of autonomous vehicles. Here's what's interesting, though. Waymo says their robo-taxis actually navigated more than 7,000 dark stoplights successfully on Saturday. That's pretty impressive when you think about it. The cars that did get stuck weren't failures of the core driving technology, but rather edge cases where the vehicles couldn't safely proceed without human intervention. This kind of real-world testing is exactly what autonomous vehicle companies need to work through. It's one thing to program a car for normal traffic conditions, but power outages, emergency situations, and infrastructure failures, that's where the rubber really meets the road. Speaking of Waymo, they're also making moves in the AI assistant space. The company is testing a Gemini-powered AI assistant inside their robo-taxis. This isn't just your typical voice assistant either. According to findings from a Bell 200-line system prompt that was discovered, this Gemini integration can answer general knowledge questions and control certain in-cabin features. Imagine getting into a Waymo and being able to have a natural conversation about your destination, the weather, or even asking for restaurant recommendations along your route. What makes this particularly smart is that Waymo is leveraging Google's most advanced AI model for something beyond just navigation. They're thinking about the entire passenger experience. This could be a real differentiator as the robo-taxi market heats up. Now, shifting gears to Apple news, if you've been holding off on upgrading your Apple Watch, this might be the perfect time to jump in. Amazon is offering the Apple Watch Series 11 for just $299 after a $100 discount. That's a solid deal for Apple's latest wearable, especially during the holiday season. The Series 11 brought some nice improvements to battery life and health monitoring, so getting it at this price point makes it much more accessible. These year-end deals from Apple are always worth paying attention to, because the company doesn't discount their products very often through their own channels. Here's something that caught my eye for anyone who travels frequently. 12 South just released their plug bug charger with Find My integration, and early reviews are calling it the ultimate travel charger. This is actually the first charger to integrate with Apple's Find My network, which is honestly genius. How many times have you left a charger in a hotel room or conference room? Now you can actually track it down using the same system you use for your AirPods or keys. The integration of Find My into more everyday accessories like chargers shows how Apple's ecosystem keeps expanding in subtle but really useful ways. Looking at the bigger picture, 2025 has been the year that data centers moved from being this boring back-end infrastructure to center stage in tech conversations. With all the AI development we've seen, data centers have become critical infrastructure that everyone's talking about. The power requirements, the cooling systems, the geographic distribution of these facilities, it's all become front-page news because of the AI boom. It's fascinating how one technology trend can completely shift what we pay attention to in the industry. So, there you have it for today's Tech Pulse. The big takeaway is that we're seeing real-world testing of future tech happening right now, from robo-taxis handling power outages to AI assistants becoming more integrated into our daily transportation. Thanks for listening to Tech Pulse, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we'll see you tomorrow with more tech news.